Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend. I want to talk today about St. Paul's passion and really the passion of the apostles throughout the New Testament to help us understand and comprehend through the grace and power of the Holy Spirit who we are in Jesus and the realization that Christ dwells in us and what a game-changing reality that is, that it's not just simply a, you know, inspiring thought or something that someday after we die, it's going to have an impact on our life. The apostles fully expected that awareness, that is trusting, believing, and having great confidence that Christ has made his home in us. And when Christ, who's the Lord of all, makes his home in someone, and we become a temple of the Holy Spirit, who's given to us to make Christ known in our hearts, to give us a share in the heart of Jesus himself and bring us into the relationship between the Father and the Son, there's nothing bigger that can happen to us in this life. And it really is meant to produce genuine effects in us, transformation, change, and conform us to Christ and the experience that Jesus had of being a son of God, the experience that Jesus himself had of being loved by the Father, of being called the Beloved. And above all the things we long for, friends, in this world, whether we know it or not, the thing our hearts desire the most and what we need the most and the thing that will transform us and get us to the place where we're beginning to live in the things we most long for, like peace, sense of joy, abiding sense of love and purpose and clear identity, it comes from here. It comes from knowing that Christ has made his home in us. I wanted to begin with a passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, which I just kind of get a kick out of how clear and direct Paul is and how specific he is in challenging us to test our faith. He says here in verse 5, he says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are holding to your faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you?" What a great question, a direct question, a specific question. He said, how do you examine yourself in relationship to your faith? What's a really good question you can ask yourself to test whether or not you're living in the faith that you've actually been given in your baptism and through the preaching of the gospel? And that faith begins with the realization that God has made his home in you. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? The realization of that fact, the receiving it in faith, and faith is not only head knowledge, it's heart knowledge. And heart knowledge in a biblical sense is really the whole person. It's the mind, it's the will, it's everything about us, right? And have we received at the core of our being this astounding gift, knowing that the King Jesus, who has destroyed every principality and power and everything set against us in this world, and who is giving us a share in everything that belongs to him, that is his kingship, but most intimately his relationship with the Father, which is the whole purpose of why he came, right? We were made, each one of us, in the image and likeness of God, meant for relationship with God, but because of the reality of original sin, the fall, and our participation in that sin, and living in a world that is deeply alienated, isolated from this awareness of who God is and who we are, Jesus came to bring us back. Jesus came to literally rescue us. He came to rescue us from the powers of darkness that keep us in the dark, unaware of who we actually are, pursuing false identities, and often bruised and beat up and wounded and confused and walking with identities that are not healthy and that are not consistent with who we actually are, living in the world's constant attempt to sell us one lie after another about who we are, whether it comes from the marketplace trying to tell us that to be rich, to be powerful, to be big, to be, you know, all the things of the world, the gold of the world, if you will, is somehow the place where we're going to find identity, or we've kind of inherited through the way we were brought up, the negative experiences that we've had in our lives, the wounding that many of us have had in this broken and fallen world where we've been seriously hurt and wounded, and having a sense of who we are that is a long way from the identity that Christ has brought to us. And that wounding can be the dominant optic through which we see ourselves. We end up living a lie. We live a false identity, and we feel trapped, and we can't get out of it. And we try to escape it, and it's really painful, and it's difficult, and it's filled with condemnation and rejection and despair and discouragement and sense of purposelessness. Well, Paul's going after that kind of stuff because he understands the battle that's going on in the mind and the heart of every human being, and he knows the devil is a liar, he's a deceiver, and he wants to rob us and steal our identity through accusations and confusion. He's got lots of tools in his toolbox to do that. But what he doesn't want us, that is our enemy doesn't want us to realize, is that there's a power at work within us if we're baptized into Christ. The only power that can overcome that whole constellation of lies and slavery and confusion that lays hold of the human mind when it's in darkness, when it doesn't really see the light of Christ. So this is why Paul is so eager to challenge the Corinthians, to remind them fundamentally of who they are and to be able to get back to the basics. So examine yourselves. And this is a really good thing to do, not just once, but do it on a daily basis even, to examine our hearts and ask, am I really holding to the faith? I mean, it means in part holding to the doctrines of the church, right? The doctrines that we've received from the gospel, the fundamental truths about who Jesus is, who God is, the plan of salvation, the commandments of God. That's all part of it. But what makes it all possible to live and to walk in and to find life in is to know that Christ has made his home in us and God has really fulfilled his promise. And the promise that came to us through Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, the prophets, that God had a plan to heal the human race. God had a plan to set us free. That he had a plan to make us capable. He enable us to live even in this world the life that we were made for, to become a new creation, and to begin to steadily, step by step, grow in ever greater degrees of freedom and the freedom to be what we were made to be. So it's beautiful. And so Paul's goal is, you could say, he says, Paul and Peter and St. John will say repeatedly in their letters in different ways how important it is for us to be able to lay hold of this fundamental truth. And so they pray for us. And here's an example from Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 14 and following, Paul says, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man." Now, Paul is praying for something that he's experienced himself, and he's seen it happen in the lives of many that he preached the gospel to and that he baptized, and the others who were with him had baptized. He experienced transformation. And the transformation that he experienced was God's gift to him. It wasn't simply the result or the outcome of his own striving or his own logic or his own, you know, getting enough information into his head that made it possible. He experienced the revelation of Christ. He experienced the work of the Holy Spirit in him and what the Holy Spirit is given to each one of us to do. And this is important. We can disqualify ourselves, friends, too easily. We can say, well, yeah, okay, Paul got knocked down on the road to Damascus and he had this astounding experience. Well, certainly Paul's experience was unique and he had a particular calling that unique experience he was given shaped him for. But the fundamental reality of what Paul is praying for, he's praying because he knows that the inner transformation of the person, of a renewed mind, of a healed heart, of internal genuine transformation and identity change can happen and is the fundamental right and inheritance of everyone who's baptized into Christ. Because it's the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that has the power to make us a new creation. And it's a reality that has begun, and he's praying that if we yield to that work, he said, may he grant you to be strengthened through his might, through his Spirit in the inner man. I want to talk about that more throughout this week, but I think we underestimate and we don't rely on or have the level of relationship with the Holy Spirit that the Father intends us to have. Because it's the Spirit, friends, who will reveal Jesus in us. It's the Spirit that will help us as we meditate on God's Word. And I think it's quite difficult. It's certainly possible, but it's difficult to grow in the strength that St. Paul is talking about. Be strengthened by the inner man to have our mind renewed and to have us move into ever greater degrees of security and confidence in our identity without really living in the Word of God. I've said it many times in the program. You've heard it through many other speakers on this station. St. Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. Knowledge of Jesus, knowing that he dwells in you, knowing who it is who dwells in you, the beloved Son of God, the one who loves you as he loves the Father. The whole point of Jesus coming to dwell in us and the giving the Holy Spirit to us, Jesus dwells in us through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what? The love between the Father and the Son. John's Gospel, chapter 17, Jesus marvels as he's praying that amazing prayer to the Father. He says, Father, you love them, meaning you and me, as he, the Father, loved Jesus. And the Father sent Jesus so that he could draw you and me into the love that he has for his beloved Son. That's the reality that each one of us is made for. That's the only reality that will set us free. It's our destiny, it's our inheritance, and it's something that God intends for you to be able to experience here on this earth as you get baptized into Jesus and enter into his church. That's what the church is about ultimately. And you can see with how broken the church is in places and how desperately trapped in false identities and habit patterns of sin that are just crippling, even among the clergy, and deceptions and things. That's a sign when we see that, brothers and sisters, that they haven't experienced what St. Paul's talking about here. They haven't been strengthened with might through the Holy Spirit in the inner man. And he goes on to say that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, through trusting and knowing that God, the beloved Son of God, dwells in us. He said that you may be rooted and grounded in love, and you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Paul knows that reality, how the Spirit revealed to him the love of Christ, and he goes deeper and deeper into it. We'll never reach the depths of it. It's so amazing, right? The height, the depth, the breadth, the length. He wants you to know, and he wants you to experience the reality of being filled with the fullness of God. That's our inheritance, friends. Let's talk about it more tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.